Let's start by praising the Lord. So let's have everybody stand at this time. Ready? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. If I could play the piano, I would, but I can't. So if you will, let's turn to page 20. And we'll try to do this a cappella. Page 20. All right. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. Anybody have a word of testimony? Move from over here to over here. All right.
I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that He loves me in spite of the things that I've done in my life.
Bless you, Dan.
I'm glad that He's taught me. He's taught me how to realize where I was and what it would take to get to where He would want me to be. And He's still teaching me. Jimmy, I'm 71 years old, and about a day that goes by, I don't learn something new about where I'm supposed to be. And sometimes it's some of the silliest little things that you would think that I would already know by now, but I'm a slow learner. I just want to say that I love the Lord, and I love the fact that He's got the patience to deal with me and to take care of me, and in spite of me, that He still loves me. Don't pray.
Yeah, bless you. At this time, let's take some prayer requests. We have prayer requests now. That's Wednesday morning. And he's having back surgery. Is that what? Okay. Yeah, we need to pray for him. He's been down for a long time, and we're praying that he'll get some relief, get some healing with that. Oh, he's going to Ohio State. Okay, we need to pray for Chuck Bumpus with that. Mike, what was your...
Rex Reed, a classmate of mine.
Sure.
He's terminal, stage 4, and they told him about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. He gave his heart to the Lord, but he's still not sure.
Yeah.
Brenda said, I'm glad he got saved. And he wasn't sure. In other words,
sure.
He wasn't sure, so...
Pray about
it. Visit with him and convince him and let him be sure.
Sure. Sure.
So a friend of mine, Amanda Kelly, she was going through a lot of chemo. She had cancer. And she was taking
So he had the surgery. Was it yesterday or the day before? I can't remember. But he did have the surgery, and
I think it was Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay. They did have to take the protocol.
Yes. Yeah. So be praying for that situation. For Donnie. I know he was talking about still being tired and everything, but I didn't know that he was hurting and everything. So he prayed for Donnie. I know we know he'd like to be here. And that's probably one of the hardest things on him is not being able to come worship with us. You know, he misses that.
Thank the Lord for getting my beautiful wife back home safe and seating. All that wind, you know, I'm scared she doesn't blow it off the side of the road.
It was pretty intense.
Remember our military. Country and our president.
Bless Jim.
Most of all the people in the country.
All right.
Jimmy, remember Addison Huger? She's the little 4-year-old. They've taken her back to WVU this week, and then now I think she's going to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, so remember her. She's the one with the appendix. And then Addison Stewart has a doctor's appointment this week with an issue that she's had, and I'm sure that Jessica and Jason would appreciate it.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Unspoken. At this time, everyone lead out in your own prayer. We invite you to come to the altar and pray at this time.
Thank you.
sing one more. I've got your hymnals here, page 154. You know, the young people, 316, they sang this last Sunday night, and they sang it this past Thursday at Grace Community, and it was just a blessing to hear them sing it. So we're going to sing it tonight. 154. Shake hands somewhere around you as we sing this. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you, and to me that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Singers come up. Yeah, bless you.
I'm sitting there listening to that song when we was praying.
Right.
I'm thankful. I got a roof over my head. Thankful. Got food on the table.
Right.
Thankful. Got shoes on my feet.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to carry. I got my family in church tonight.
Amen.
What else can I be glad for? I'm thankful. He blesses me and blesses me. And I'm thankful for that.
Right.
Y'all pray for a way that he'll grow stronger each day and not be afraid to be the witness I'm supposed to be, not here, but out there.
Yeah, bless you.
We need to get out there.
Right. That ought to make you shout.
Right.
And I'm thankful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless you, Eddie. Someone else, word for the Lord. Amen. All right, let's have the singers come up. This is Brianna, Kelsey, and Lexi. I was going to call it the Miller Sisters, but then I didn't know what to call it because... Miller Sisters and Lexi, but we're glad to have them tonight to sing for us. We have so much talent in this church.
Yeah.
Amen. We one of the things I looked forward to when we went to Grace last Thursday was that song where Austin plays piano and Taylor plays the violin and Elizabeth sings and then the whole group. I mean, because they were responsible for the whole music, and I just thought that was wonderful that we have that in this church. And again tonight, we have the music and the singing provided by our own. And we know where that blessing comes from, don't we?
Amen.
And we know where that talent comes from.
Right.
And we know what that talent is supposed to be used for.
Amen.
And and they know that too, and I'm glad they do. So you all pray for them as they sing.
Thank you.
been a sinner, I've been a saint, a little bit of both every single day. I've been lost, but somehow I've been found. There's been some pain, been some regret, been some moments I'll never forget. But when I look back from where I'm standing now, there's never been a moment I was not held inside your arms. There's never been a day when you were not who you say you are. Yours forever, it don't matter what I'm walking through. 'Cause no matter where I'm going, there's never been a moment that I was not loved by you. You've been the rock, you've been the peace, always showing your good heart to me. My days are marked by grace I don't deserve. You've been the price I can never pay. You've been the light that has led the way. No matter where I am, oh, I am sure. There's never been a moment I was not held inside your arms. There's never been a day when you were not who you say you are. Yours forever, it don't matter what I'm walking through. 'Cause no matter where I'm going, there's never been a moment that I was not loved by you. So where could I go that I could wander from your sight? Where could I go and never leave behind? Your all-consuming heart pursuing, grace extending, never-ending love, your love. There's never been a moment, no. There's never been a moment I was not held inside your arms. There's never been a day when you were not who you say you are. Yours forever, it don't matter what I'm walking through. 'Cause no matter where I'm going, there's never been a moment that I was not loved by you. have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty the change, my child, when you come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you came to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will
to that well, and that well that never stopped springing up, he overflowed. And next thing I know, God just says, don't worry about him. Just leave him behind. Like that song said, just leave him behind and come back to me. Come to the well. And you know what? God helps. God helps every time. I'm so thankful that when I fall short, God never does. When I don't do my part, he still does his part. And then he always goes one step farther. He always goes 1 mile more. He always gives me one blessing more. He always just does more. You know, you can't outdo God. You can't outgive God. But you sure can receive a whole bunch from God. I'm glad I'm glad to serve that kind of God, and I'm glad you all got up there and sang and played tonight and told me about that kind of God. You blessed me.
Amen.
You really blessed me. So I'm thankful to be here. You know, we went to the hospital to visit Meredith, and I got home just in time to be late. Just in time. Just made it just in time to be late. But I wanted to get here.
Yeah.
Now, I left too tired at the house. But I wanted to be here, and I'm glad I came. I can go home now, and thanks to your singing and playing, I've been in church.
Yeah.
I felt the Spirit, God spoke, and God's moved. I'm glad to serve that kind of God, and I'm glad you all are serving God the way you are.
Yeah.
Bless you all.
Amen. Now, I enjoyed the sermon this morning, and I was just thinking as they were singing that song about the well and the lady at the well, I thought about the verses that you preached on this morning about 1 John chapter 4 and how to love one another.
Right.
And Jesus showed that love in that story with the woman at the well, because she fit no description of anybody that he should have been talking to,
right,
or witnessing to. I mean, she was a Samaritan. She was caught up in her own sin that he, told her about, and she was, she didn't fit the description of somebody that Jesus would say, you need to be saved. You can have the living water. And I'm so glad that he doesn't just pick and choose who he wants, but that he calls it all of us, and that he loves all of us, and I'm so thankful for that. This evening. Any other testimonies before we go on? Yeah. Bless you, Kendra.
I just want everybody to realize just how big our God is.
Yeah.
And how he speaks to us on an individual basis. I don't have a big, long testimony once again this evening, but this morning when I gave that testimony and I sat back down, and then Rob got up there and started to preach, and he said, 1 John chapter 4, I believe it was, I opened my Bible, and right there underlined in that very chapter, which was not where you started, but I had it underlined, the word said, greater is he that is in me,
right,
than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of Debbie once again. This is how God works, and this is how he used brothers and sisters in Christ as well. Uses all of us to encourage each other and lift each other up. And Debbie had sent that to me in a text this week when I had sent her a text asking her to pray for me. And, I just want to acknowledge that this evening, that
Amen.
He is there. And
and
if you are fully aware of his presence and what he means to you in your life, he will speak to you in those ways. They're just simple, small ways sometimes that are just meant for you. And that was meant for me this morning.
Amen.
I enjoyed your preaching this morning, Robbie.
Yeah.
It was
Amen.
Meant for me too, even
right.
though you started after those words. But it was good, and it was everything I needed.
Yeah.
And I just want to praise God tonight for what he did for me today.
Amen.
And we've had church tonight already, and we're getting ready to hear the word. Getting ready to hear the word. Brown door.
Yeah, I like that. Just the choirs also for this morning's sermon. I sat there and I listened to it, and I was enjoying where it was going, and then all of a sudden Robbie sat back and he let the music start to play, and I thought, well, now wait a minute, this is different. And then I was concentrating on the fact that it was different for a minute. And then I began to watch Robbie as he responded to the words that were being sung in that first song that was going through. And it was almost as if the words coming from him. Now, Robbie can't sing, he said.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that when that was going on up there, I was listening to Robbie with the words that were there, and that had an impact on me. I really appreciated what was going on. And it made I've always been a big proponent of song in church, of good gospel songs in church, and how it prepares your heart. And, I gotta tell you, Rob, that worked. Hey, that worked.
Yeah.
I was one of the four that lifted his hand, so I didn't have to lift mine again, but that worked. That was something that was a little bit different. And it was it caught me off guard at first, and then like I said, I was watching Rob, and the spirit of what was going on, and that became contagious. The spirit within me began to recognize what was happening with him, and we had a moment right there, whether he does or not, me and the Lord did.
Bless you.
But I enjoyed that. That really touched my heart the way that it went. I would like to thank him for paying attention and obeying the Lord.
Amen.
Bless you, Stan.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You know, Pastor Rob was talking about the Satan being hard on us, and he's pretty hard on us a lot of times, isn't he? Physically, spiritually, mentally, and not only after our sermons, but before our sermons. And Pastor Al's going to speak tonight, but he's also going to speak tomorrow at a funeral. Is that right?
One of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Me or Aaron.
Right.
One of us will be there.
So and Satan will use that too, you know. Say, you know, he'll use that to get to you. But we need to lift him up in prayer tonight,
yeah.
And lift them up tomorrow at the service tomorrow as well. I'm gonna ask Brian Miller. Would you stand and pray for Pastor Al as he comes?
Sure. Father, we truly thank you tonight, Lord. We're truly blessed, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, for the desire you put in our heart, Lord, to be in your house. Lord, we just pray, Lord, tonight that you give Brother Al, have him give us what you give him, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you to anoint, Lord, through it tonight. We ask you, Lord, to thank you for all you do, Lord.
Bless you, Jimmy. Bless you. Do you remember the last time that I spoke what I did, that my daughter had to remind me, and I think even somebody else? Dad, your microphone's not on. Good to be here, isn't it? It is, it is. I'd rather be here than the finest funeral home around. Yeah, yeah. I thought I enjoyed the service this morning and this evening, these girls. And then we look around and say, oh, where's everybody at? I don't know, but he's here.
Yeah, all right, amen.
And if he's not here, let's go home. In Luke 8 chapter, and it's also in Matthew, but I want to use Luke. Good to have every one of you. Had a good day, had a good dinner. And my darling wife all wants to know, who's going to preach? And I said, if the Lord don't preach, let's just go home. But it's about a ship, a boat, and a bunch of disciples. And they got in. Now, when you hear this message, I don't know what you think. But as they went across, and they got in with him, he took a nap. I like to take naps. And I take a lot of naps. Old people do that. They sit down and fall asleep. And it was a multitude of people. Now, Charlie, when you take your boat, what do you think? When you take your boat, what do you think? What are you going to do? You're going to go fishing, aren't you? Well, they all start getting in there. And they said, maybe we're going to fish. Hot dogs, we're going to have some good fish. And then some people says, well, I don't know. I don't know. But they got in the boat.
Everything was going fine. They got to thinking, the master's with us, and we're going to have a good time. You know, I thought when somebody wasn't testifying, I thought, well, you know, we have scripture for it. Why you should testify and praise him. If you have breath, if you don't, somebody lend me your phone. I'm going to call an ambulance or call 911. We're all breathing, so we ought to be praising the Lord. Well, now, preacher, don't get emotional. I'm made emotional. Yeah, yeah. I had nothing really to live for. Life wasn't worth living. But I want to tell you something. They got in with him, and they were going across, a multitude. So I want to talk a little about the multitude, okay? They got in there, and guess what? Guess what happened? A storm started up. Do you have storms in your life? Robbie, Jimmy, Aaron, and Al. Do you have? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Robbie told you what I think often. I told my wife, we were talking about this. Al, maybe this is the devil. Maybe it's time to you sit down and just listen to somebody else and you just stay in the amen corner. But he calls us to preach. How long are you going to preach? Till he calls me home. Aren't you going to retire? Not really. I'm going to retire when I get home. I'll be in a wonderful place. But let me tell you about this. These men. Yeah. They got in the boat. And they got comfortable. And the Lord said, let's go to the other side. I guess that boat got to rocking, and he just got him a pillow, and he just lay down. Oh, man, this is nice. The waves is going. And there comes the storm. Just about the time we get over a storm, you know what? There comes another one. Life is full of ups and downs. It's not a bed of roses. I thought when I got saved, man, that's the end of my bad times. But it's the beginning of my bad times. Does the devil father bother you, aggravate you, try to discourage you? Not me, preacher. I got saved and it's all over. If the devil ain't bothering you, something's wrong. He come to seek and to save that which is lost. The enemy don't want you to listen to that. And the enemy thinks, boys, there's no use. So when they got to the other side, a storm came up. The Bible calls it the tempest. Yeah. And he was asleep. You know what? The disciples got a little shook up. One of them said, don't he know there's a storm going on? And another one said, hey, don't he care? Why, no, he don't care. He's asleep. Do you think the master of the universe didn't know about this? Sure he did. Sure he did. But that tempest come and it began to fill up the water. the water got filling in the boat, and they got shook up. They got disturbed. They got bothered. And they said, if we don't wake up, we're going to drown. You know, we're going to drown. We're not going to make it. I think a lot of us sometimes live with doom and gloom. We just look at things the wrong way. Don't he care? Don't he care that here we are in trouble? You know what was taking place? There was doubt. There was fear. There was trouble. There was anxiety with him. What are we going to do? There's no hope. Well, yeah, maybe, he'll wake up after a while. They hadn't bothered him yet. But you know what? It says in the book, in Luke, jeopardy. I believe they began to shake. They were troubled. They were concerned that nothing was taking place with the master in the boat. Do you think that maybe the Lord laying down, it says he was sound asleep. Do you think maybe, just maybe, he was testing their faith? Because this is what the Bible says. The faith, the just shall live by faith. That's what the Bible says. I didn't say that. He wrote it. This love story tells me. You see. But they begin to panic. And when you panic, you don't think right. You get all shook up. We were working in my basement and we were trying to run a piece of machine and cause some fumes. Lord have mercy. There comes the people, and I think McCutcheon, he said, I was almost coming out. We unplugged the unit that lets us know if there's some problems. But we had to, because to try to plug up the other thing that we had going, but they didn't know what we was going to do. We're guilty. Hey. We're going to drown. What are we going to do? I don't know. I thought he really cared. I thought he really, really loved us. You know, life is full of troubles and storms and fears. You see them going on. You read about them in the newspaper. You watch them on the television. And they're using this word, fake news. You know what? There's a lot of things that comes into our mind. And then the winds begin to stir up. There's a lot of winds of doctrine out there that if we don't get hooked up with the master, we're going to be in trouble. Life is full of pressures and daily living. He said, in this world, you're going to have tribulations. Yeah. So, just about the time we get over one storm, there comes another one. I hear in my visitations, in my home, different places, people with troubles, with heartaches, with disappointments. And you know what word I hear a lot? What are we going to do? Well, I'm going to go to the doctor and see if he'll give me some medicine to quiet me down. I'm going to talk to my neighbor, and you go, and when you leave him, you're more discouraged than when you went. I see that every day, you see. Life is full of ups and downs. They didn't know what they were going to do. They were really, really shook up. You think when we got in, no fishing, what happened to the miracles that we've seen him do? What happened to the time when he opened eyes and stopped, rebuked demons? Well, I wonder why. I wonder why he's not concerned. That's what the devil says. Why don't you just give up? Why don't you just forget about it? Yeah, you see, that kind of attitude is religion. Salvation is a lot different. Yeah, it's a lot different, you see. I know that in my life and in your life, we're going to suffer a lot. We're going to have to suffer a lot. That's part of life. Paul got saved. Scholar, brilliant. But what was it that the master said about him? He must suffer many things. Oh my. And you know what? If I went through what Paul the apostle went through, I don't know where I'd be today. I'm honest with you. I'm honest with you. You know, but we don't think that way. We think there's no hope. It's all gone. I got good news for you. I got good news for you. Jesus was in the boat. There it is. There's the secret to it. Yeah. Good news from a far country. They woke him up. Don't you care that we're going to perish? And he probably thought, he didn't say it, the word of God don't record it, but he probably thought, oh ye of little faith. Aaron preached on this, the little mustard seed. Remember? Yeah. My, my, my. God did not save you, you and you and me to let us down. He's not going to let us drown. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But as soon as he said, peace, be still, you know what happens when he speaks? Even the birds hush their singing. That's the kind of God that we have. Yeah, he's not a wimpy God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. And the enemy's out to devour, to destroy us, you see. This God that I said was in the boat, he's a problem solver. Yeah, yeah. What looks like a giant problem, to the master is just a little molehill. That's the way that God is, dear heart. You know, I looked at that word, chaos. And you know how I've looked at it? Christ has all our solutions for our life. From the very beginning. Many things I don't understand and I don't know. But don't ever forget, even when I don't feel like I'm on top of the mountain, rather the mountain's on top of me, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He didn't stop there, even low to the end. When he's in the boat, it's good news. And I imagine when he said that and the storm stopped, I figure their hearts begin to make 90. My. He is who he said he is. He's not an imposter. Yeah. And don't ever forget in our walk, when we started this walk with Jesus Christ, when we committed our life to him, it's a walk not of sight, but of faith. A faith. I don't see it, but I get more faith by staying in the book, by listening to the word, by listening to songs. Something that encourages. How do I get faith? Faith comes by hearing the Word. The Word of God. Yeah. Now, you ought to learn by now that He's not going to let you down. There's nothing. I think somebody said it tonight. Nothing's too hard for the Master. He's in the boat. He's in the boat. If you, your wife, your children are living for Him, He's in your home day and night. He doesn't sleep or slumber. He doesn't take naps. He's on call 24/7. But we need that song that they used to sing. It's the spiritual. Jesus on the main line. And He's there. He's there. He is the answer. There's nothing too hard for the Master. Nothing. You do your possible. You do your part. That seems impossible. You do it, and God will do the impossible. Yeah. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. He's never, never let us down. I can't prove what I'm going to tell you, and I've used it before, but I can't prove to you what I'm going to tell you. I've heard it, so I'm going to quote it, and I don't know, I'm pretty sure that it is right. There's 365 fear nots in the Word of God, one for every day of our life. When we begin our morning, when we wake up from night's rest, we ought to get up. Good morning, Lord. But that's not how we wake up a lot of times. I hear them say they got up on the wrong side of the bed. And I know those things happen to all of us. None of us are impossible. Pains and aches and heartaches and worry. Worrying, worry, worry. Think about that. What worrying is doing to you and I. But Jesus is in the boat. Now, we have a business meeting tonight. And I want to quit. As Aaron said, I'm not going to hold you long. He's a sure foundation. Yeah, yeah. He's a chief cornerstone. And our house in Christ is built on a rock. Yeah. The rock of ages. Yeah, it won't sink. It won't. It won't deteriorate. He's right there. You remember in Acts the Apostle, Paul was on his way on ship with 272 souls. And he told them they had to stay aboard ship. They didn't want to listen to him. But you know what? When it got very, very fearful, he prayed. I pray, and I expect to hear from the Lord. How do you know? He said his ears is open to our cry. He's always there. Yeah, I don't see him, but now and then he lets me feel him real good. And I probably scare my neighbors because I go to shouting in my house. You know what they probably think? The old man's losing it. I haven't. I'm still in good shape. Dr. Kendra said I'm in fine shape. Yeah. Christ is in the boat. And He is a sure anchor. Every day, 365 days, He's in control. He's from everlasting to everlasting. But they live with doubt and fear and anxiety and worry. They didn't know what they were going to do. Now, think about it. He is in the boat. Did He mean it? Yes. Yes. He had just touched Legion and rebuked the demons. the swine left him, and Jesus was getting in a boat with the disciples. But they got frightened. They didn't know what they were going to do. And Jesus said this to them. What has happened to your faith? Where is it? Well, they begin to wonder and say one to another, what manner of man is this that he commanded even the winds and the waters to obey? Isn't it good? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it precious that we are on his side? That we called upon him and he's there. I used to run to my dad when I got afraid. But my heavenly Father is right there with me all the time. If you don't know Jesus, and if you're living with doubt and fear and don't know who to turn to, the doctors has not been able to help you. The medicine has not been able to help you. And don't go away and say that I don't believe in medicine. I take it. I use it. But the thing is, before we put all of our confidence and all of our worries on the doctor, cast all your care upon him. That's the one. That's the one. You may not see him, but when there's a time that he might have to carry us when we don't see but one set of footsteps. Jesus is in the boat. And if you don't know him, if you're not in the boat with him, if you've never made that decision, you've never trusted him, it's time. Time is swiftly passing. But he's there with arms wide open, as Robbie said. He's there with arms wide open. If you don't know him, I tell people when I visit them, don't make this plan of salvation harder than what it is. He knocks, you open the door, you let him in, you confess him, and you can go your way rejoicing. We're sinners by nature, and if we confess him from our heart, I've seen people go to the altar with their bubble gum, not concerned, just to go through a tradition. You don't have to go to an altar. Paul was in the desert. Yeah. I want you to know that he is there and he's not going to leave you. 24/7. The King of the universe, the Master of the sea, the everlasting Father is always around 24/7. You can count on him. Father, we thank you for these remarks you've laid on our heart, that you are our answer. You're our hope. You're our peace that passes all understanding. You're the shelter in the time of storm. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You'll go with us, Lord God. And you help us, our Father, to put our little feeble hand in yours and trust you that our Father will never, never perish when Jesus is in our boat. In Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and let's sing. The girls are going to sing. If you have a need, would you please stand with us if you have a need? They're going to sing. I said, Preacher, I really haven't felt much. He's here. You can rest assured he's here. And as they sing, we invite you to come. Tonight we'll have a speaker. Chris is going to try to have a choir for us. I hope and pray that you plan on being with us. Judy asked me if I would have him come over. They heard him somewhere, but I'm looking forward to it Wednesday night. Put forth an effort to come out and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. We're going into our business part of the service. Father, we thank you. We dismiss your family, Lord God, to their homes. Our Father, those that have to leave. But as our Father Tim comes, Lord God, help us to listen to the Lord's business, Father. It's very important, Father, that we run the house of the Lord as you would have us to. You bless them. You help us all, our Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.